Well, you all both mentioned that health care is a priority for your party, but the truth is that most Democrats really do want full coverage, everybody covered. Now, Senator Obama, this is a question for you. Yeah. Under your plan, which is voluntary, it creates incentives for people to buy, but still is voluntary. There would be about 15 million people who would still not be covered. Now, why is your plan superior to hers?
Well, understand who we're talking about here. Every expert who looks at it says anybody who wants health care will be able to get health care under my plan. There won't be anybody out there who wants health care who will not be able to get it. That's point number one. So the estimate is, this is where the 15 million figure comes in, is that there are 15 million people who don't want health care. That's the argument. Now, first of all, I dispute that there are 15 million people out there who don't want it. I believe that there are people who can't afford it, and if we provide them enough subsidies, they will purchase it, number one. Number two, I mandate coverage for all children. Number three, I say that young people who are the most likely to be healthy but think they're invulnerable and decide I don't need health care, what I'm saying is that insurance companies and my plan as well will allow people up to 25 years old to be covered under their parents' plan. So as a consequence, I don't believe that there will be 15 million out there. Now, under any mandate, you're going to have problems with people who don't end up having health coverage. Massachusetts right now embarked on an experiment where they mandated coverage. And by the way, I want to congratulate Governor Schwarzenegger and the Speaker and others who've been trying to do this in California, but I know that those who have looked at it understand. You can mandate it, but there's still going to be people who can't afford it. And if they cannot afford it, then the question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to fine them? Are you going to garnish their wages? You know, those are questions that Senator Clinton has not answered with respect to her plan. But I think we can anticipate that there would also be people potentially who are not covered and are actually hurt if they have a mandate imposed on them.
Senator Clinton, this is a substantive difference on health care between the two of you. Go ahead and respond.
Well, let me start by saying that this is the passionate cause of my public service. I started trying to expand health care many years ago, first to children and to rural areas in Arkansas, and obviously tackled it during my husband's administration. And the reason why I have designed a plan that, number one, tells people if you have health insurance and you're happy with it, nothing changes, is because we want to maximize choice for people. So if you are satisfied, you're not one of the people who will necessarily, at this time, take advantage of what I'm offering. But if you are uninsured or underinsured, we will open the congressional health plan to you. And contrary to the description that Barack just gave, we actually will make it affordable for everyone because my plan lowers costs aggressively, which is important for us all, improves quality for everyone, which is essential. And the way it covers all of those who wish to participate in the congressional plan is that it will provide subsidies. And it will also cap premiums, something that is really important because we want to make sure that it is affordable for all. So when you draw the distinction that, well, it's not affordable, therefore people will have to be made to get it, well, the fact is it has been designed to be affordable with health care tax credits. And it's also important to recognize that right now there are people who could afford health care, and they're not all young. There are people who just don't feel they have to accept that responsibility. There are many states which give families the option of keeping children up till 25 on their policies, but their rates of uninsurance are still very high. We cannot get to universal health care, which I believe is both a core democratic value and an imperative for our country, if we don't do one of three things. Either you can have a single-payer system, or, which I know a lot of people favor, but for many reasons is difficult to achieve, or you can mandate employers. Well, that's also very controversial. Or you can do what I am proposing, which is to have shared responsibility. Now, in Barack's plan, he very clearly says he will mandate that parents get health insurance for their children. So it's not that he is against mandatory provisions. It's that he doesn't think it would be politically acceptable to require that for everyone. I just disagree with that. I think we as Democrats have to be willing to fight for universal health care. And what I concluded when I was looking at this, because I got the same kind of advice, which was, it's controversial, you'll run into all of this buzzsaw, and I've said, been there, done that. But if you don't start by saying you're going to achieve universal health care, you will be nibbled to death. And I think it's imperative that as we move forward in this debate and into the campaign, that we recognize what both John Edwards and I did, that you have to bite this bullet. You have to say, yes, we are going to try to get to universal health care. What I have designed makes it affordable, provides premium caps, so it's never above a small percentage of what individuals are asked to pay.
Senator Obama, let me just fine-tune the question, because I know you want to respond. On this issue of mandates, those who don't, whether it's 10 million or 15 million, those who can afford it but don't wind up buying health insurance for one reason or another, they wind up getting sick. They go to an emergency room. All of us wind up paying for their health care. That's the biggest criticism that's been leveled at your plan.
If people are gaming the system, there are ways that we can address that by, for example, making them pay some of the back premiums for not having gotten it in the first place. But understand that, number one, Hillary says that she's got enough subsidies. Well, we've priced out both our plan and Senator Clinton's plan, and some of the subsidies are not going to be sufficient, point number one. Point number two is that I am actually not interested in just capping premiums. I want to lower premiums by about an average of $2,500 per family per year, because people right now cannot afford it. I can't tell you how many folks I meet who have premiums that are so high that essentially they don't have health insurance, they have house insurance. What they do is they have a $10,000 deductible or what have you to try to reduce costs. They never go to a doctor. And that ends up something that we pay for. So I'm trying to reduce premiums for all families. But the last point I want to make it has to do with how we're going to actually get this plan done. You know, Ted Kennedy said that he is confident that we will get universal health care with me as president. And he's been working on it longer than I think about than anybody. But he's gone through 12 of these plans, and each time they have failed. And part of the reason I think that they have failed is we have not been able to bring Democrats, Republicans together to get it done. That's what I did in Illinois to provide insurance for people who did not have it. That's what I will do in bringing all parties together, not negotiating behind closed doors, but bringing all parties together and broadcasting those negotiations on C-SPAN so that the American people can see what the choices are. Because part of what we have to do is enlist the American people in this process and overcoming the special interests and the lobbyists who are, Senator Clinton is right, they will resist anything that we try to do. My plan, her plan, they will try to resist. And the antidote to that is making sure that the American people understand what is at stake. I'm absolutely committed to making sure that anybody in America who needs health care is going to get it.
I just want to be precise, and I'll let Senator Clinton respond, but you say broadcast on C-SPAN these deliberations. Is that a swipe at Senator Clinton? Because
No, it's not a swipe. This is something that I've been talking about consistently. What I want to do is increase transparency and accountability to offset the power of the special interests and the lobbyists. If the drug companies or a member of Congress who's carrying water for the drug companies wants to argue that we should not negotiate for the cheapest available price on drugs, then I want them to make that argument in front of the American people, and I will have experts who explain that, in fact, it is legitimate for drug companies to make profits, but they are making outsized profits on the backs of senior citizens who need those prescription drugs. And that is an argument that the American people have to be involved with, otherwise we're not going to get any plan.
Senator Clinton, we remember in 93 when you were formulating your health care plan, it was done in secret.
Well, it was an effort to try to begin this conversation, which we're now continuing. It has been a difficult conversation. There have been a lot of efforts, and I'm proud that one of the efforts I was involved in 10 years ago resulted in the Children's Health Insurance Program. We now have 1 million children in California who every month get health insurance because of that bipartisan effort. We obviously are running into the presidential veto and not being able to expand it. But this issue is so important, and I just want to underscore three really critical points. First of all, I have said in my plan that we have to regulate the health insurance industry differently. We have to say to them that they can no longer deny coverage to anyone, and they have to cover everyone, including every pre-existing condition. And they have to compete on cost and quality instead of the way they compete now, which is to try to cherry-pick people and only insure the healthy and make it so costly for people with diabetes or cancer or some other chronic condition. Secondly, we've got to make it clear to the drug companies that they do deserve to be part of the solution because we all benefit from the life-saving remedies they come up with. But we pay for it many times over. It is American taxpayers who pay for the research. It is American taxpayers who pay for a lot of the clinical studies. That's why while we're looking at getting to universal health care, we also have to give Medicare the right to negotiate with drug companies to get the price down, to begin to rein in those costs across the board. And finally, it is so important that as Democrats, we carry the banner of universal health care. The health insurance industry is very clever and extremely well-funded. I know this. I had $300 million of incoming advertising and attacks during our efforts back in 93 and 94. And one of the reasons why I've designed the plan that I have put forward now is because I learned a lot about what people want, what people are willing to accept, and how we get the political process to work. And certainly, it is important that the president come up with the plan. But we'll have to persuade Congress to put all of those deliberations on C-SPAN. Now, I think we might be able to do that, but that's a little heavier lift than what the president is going to propose, because what happens is we have to have a coalition. And I think the plan I have proposed is if you take business, which pays the costs and wants to get those costs down, take labor that has to negotiate over health care instead of wages, take doctors, nurses, hospitals who want to get back into the business of taking care of people instead of working for insurance companies, I think we will have a coalition that can withstand the health insurance and the drug companies.
Thank
and
you,
that's
Senator.
What I intend to do.